For a lot of people with disabilities, including blind people, 2020 was very difficult. It was difficult for everybody, but it was especially difficult if, for example, your main mode of transport was the tube or bus, and suddenly you've been told, oh, by the way, you're not allowed to use that anymore. But people who can drive can still drive their cars because, yeah, cars. We weren't prioritised for shopping delivery slots, so some of us, including me, ended up going and staying with family or friends. Everyone did their best, but sometimes it was a little bit tricky because I had my routines, they had their routines. You know how it goes. I've lived on my own a long time. I'm not used to living with people anymore. Keys. People say there's too much in my handbag. You will never need half of this stuff. As I walk, it's heavy on my shoulder. But all I need and more is not enough. I look inside for something I use daily. My fingers touch the keys to my front door that symbolise my life of independence, the liberty I don't have anymore. I'm staying somewhere other than where home is, where I am loved and people here are kind. But this is theirs, not mine, and I'm a guest here. My keys don't fit, and I feel so confined. The daily walk is done at their convenience, the shopping done by them and not by me. The choice and food of food and drink is mainly their choice. My solitude, another casualty. Sometimes, when at home, I felt the silence, oppressive, thick, and far too hard to take. But now, I'd give a lot to hear that silence. With time to think and give myself a break. From all the constant noise and conversation that once upon a time I craved so much. And now again, I wish I had my refuge beyond the door that fits the keys I touch.
Wonderful.